they might kind of play better than our team. When three lose, very luck. Our team, very luck.
How hard is it to, Canada was very attack minded, so how difficult is the defense to find the alignment to defend the Canadian attack?
You know, the two middle defense are totally new players the first time to into the national team. So facing the aggressive attack, so they feel a little bit hard to control.
How did Canada's style compare to the style of play that you practiced when you were playing other Asian countries?
They are very strong and they are very fast.
Other question? Your countries coming over for just this game, or you would be playing, let's say, the Americans or Brazil or something on this tour?
I'd be coming a little bit for playing U.S. playing it.
Yeah. We have another two matches in the States.
And the coach, do you have, and what did he have to say for the next match against the U.S.?
So also our main purpose is to test the new team, and our goal is to get improved match by match, day by day. Thank you very much.
Finding the key on one particular player. Most teams when they play Canada, they like to focus on Christine Sinclair and their offense runs to her. But did you decide to just play Canada as a whole, or did you focus on any key players?
因为加拿大他们围绕的那个时候，全来看到两套战术输出，咱们是有没有这样一个合理的后卫，但我们会希望来看到这样一个突出。我想我们还是依靠整体体系，因为我们的队员没有特别特别突出的。
So we don't have a star player, so we're playing a full team.
And one last question.
And after today's game, how confident are you with the Asian game and also the next year's World Cup?
比赛之后，您对明年咱们的那个世界杯预选赛还有其他的那个亚洲区的比赛有什么感想？世界杯已经我们已经失去资格了。那我们全力以赴，我们肯定要争取最好的成绩。
Sure. Also, we have to do our best and try to qualify in the work in the Olympic game.
And also the Asian game. How about the Asian game?
As
the host country, definitely we just have one goal to win the champion.
Thank you.